Considering Reshman Gimel, serious with my not to say a lot of people in the Lusha. Thank you. Okay, well, Yasko on a Merchant Shalodain Yehudi, in Neshanikra al Shmoy, a person cannot rent out his bathhouse to an non-Jew because people know it as Reingold's bathhouse. Veino Yehudi Zeh Oisib by Malacha B'Shavis, and they see the non-Jew doing work in there. Samerchet Lavil Arisusa. Of it, the standard way that they would deal with in those days with a bathhouse was not that the person would rent it and take the profits for himself, but rather the standard way of doing it was that the person would work for the owner. So it comes out the Jew is hiring the non-Jew to work for him, and the non-Jew is working for him on Shabbos. So even though you're not doing that, you are actually renting it to the goy. And the goy is taking the profits, and he's working for himself, and really meeker than his remoter, but there's a Marasayan problem, and therefore it's a problem. The standard was you would hire the worker to pay him a certain amount per day. Comes out the non-Jew was working for the Jew on Shabbos. One of the ways of understanding the Isser of Amir al-Akam, we mentioned that there's two separate prohibitions in Amir al-Akam. There's one prohibition of Amira, of speaking. So that's one issue, which we'll see later on, which is basically discussed for the most part in Simon Shin Vav and Shin Zayin. There's a separate issue of the non-Jew working for you, and that's a Shlichus concept. Shulchan Aruch Harav understands it. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says, even though we hold a Shlichus la'akum, but a Shlichus la'akum l'chumra. Even though that's Pasha, that's the Rabbanan, because our Masakan, that there is Shlichus, a Jew and a non-Jew. Even though Midaraisa, a Jew asks a non-Jew to do work for him, asks him to do Shlichus for him, it doesn't work, it's not Shlichus, it's not effective. But Mirabbanan, it's a problem. That's one way to understand this concept. However, that's only a prohibition by something which is a merchich, which the standard way of doing it was having the non-Jew do the work for the Jew. Therefore, even if you're not doing that, you're renting it to him, and he's keeping the profit, so he's really working for himself, and really it should be mutter, it's still also because of Marasai. Avosada mutter, but by field it's mutter, shekein derech l'kabal sada barisis. By fields, the natural way is to take a barisis. Even though people know that it belongs to the Jew, so people will say, you're probably dealing with it in the normal way, which is arisus, and arisus is mutter. Okay. So they used to have like the main oven they would have in the city. The standard way was not renting it out, that the goy would have the ownership. Is he'd be working for the Jew, the Jew would own it, the goy would be working for the Jew to charge people who want to come and use the oven. Bnei Chayim, dinam kasada, but it comes to the mill, the standard was that you would have somebody who, you would own the mill, the Jew would own the mill, and he would rent it out. The person would take ownership for the season, and he would pay rent, and then he would charge people and make profit. Now, so we said there's two different ways of doing this rental. One can be that you pay a standard fee. The renter pays a set fee for the rights to the profits of this mill, let's say, or the field. That's called the more hakirus. And he gives a certain amount no matter what. Whatever the field produces, he pays a certain amount of rent. So therefore it comes up the Jew is not really benefiting from anything which takes place in Shabbos at all, because he's getting his set fee of the rent no matter what. But there's another way of doing it, which is sharecropping. Sharecropping is that the one who's working the field, the sharecropper, will take a half of the profits or a third of the profits of what the field produces. And the owner will take the other, which over here is the Jew, will take the other third, two-thirds, whatever the amount might be. So now, if the goy is renting it through Arisis, we could argue, the Jew is benefiting over here. So that's like the Jew, the guy is working for the Jew. And the Ramah is saying, no, that's not so. At the end of the day, since his point is to produce and that he should have his share, it's called he's working for himself, even though the Jew is benefiting from that arrangement. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah. So we saw the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah. So we're holding a Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Aleph. Merchant Shalom Jew is renting out, has a problem renting out his bathhouse. So whether he built it, so then for sure it's known as the Jews' ownership, or even if somebody else built it, he bought it, and it's reached the point that people are aware that it belongs to him. So we assume that doesn't take that very long. Right? These type of things get around, the people know that he owns it.
The Chabar implying that if he's an out-of-town owner, he would be okay? People don't know him. He lives elsewhere.
We'll see a case like that in Reish Mem Dalet, actually. Okay. So he wants to rent it out to the Ein Yehudi. Obviously, you cannot rent it out to a Jewish person who doesn't keep the halacha. That's going to apply to any situation. By doing that, you're enticing him, you're facilitating, and you're in some way causing this person to do an avera. So that's obviously would be problematic. And then there's many different applications of that concept. Okay, so the problem is the Jew's name is known on it. The Medina really, if you go with the straight halacha, there's no problem renting it out by a month or by a year. The goy will pay a certain amount of money for the rights to the merchats. Whether he then uses the merchats or not, that's his business. He's paying rent. And he gets the profits. There's not a problem with Schar Shabbos like we spoke about. I'm not getting paid for the Shabbos, I'm getting paid by the week or the year. That's not a problem. So there's no problem. I'm not telling you what to do. There's no Mir La'akum. He's doing it for himself. Even if the arrangement is that he gets part of the profits and the Jew gets part of the profits, it's still called the goy's working for himself, like the Ramah explains at the end. So this is all meikir adin. So if you go with straight din, it should be mut. But there's a separate problem of maris ha'ayin. Shadikras al shmosh ha'yisrael. Because people mistakenly might think that the arrangement, because it was common by America, it's not to do it as a rental to somebody else, but rather that the Jew would own it and he would hire a worker who would work for the Jew, and the Jew would take the profits, and the worker would get paid a salary for his work. So then the worker is working for the Jew. That's called a skir yom. He's hired for his work, and he's for the Jew. And he's working for the Jew. Okay. Now, that's when it's a problem of RSI. But that which we're saying, that it's not a problem maker at din, is only if he's renting it by the month, or by the year, or even by the week. If he rents it to him by the day, each day that the goy is taking over the usage of the merchats, he'll pay the Jew a certain amount of money. So the guy's working for himself. So it's not a problem with the guy working for the Jew. There's a different problem that you're getting benefits. You're renting something out and getting the payments for the usage of on Shabbos. Okay, finally come up with simration of Dal, the Dabar Asim, the Marasayan, in Os Ella, but Sechat Chum Shal Yishav Yisrael. So, Maris Ayin only applies if Jews can be around. So, if this Merchat that I own is. Now, I'm going to qualify, but we'll follow up with this in a second. Right? So, in a time where all the Jews kept the halacha, right? And therefore, there is the Tchum of the city, there's nobody who's outside of the Tchum of the city on Shabbos. I happen to own Americans, which is miles and miles away from any place where any Jews live. No Jew could be there on Shabbos by definition. So Chazal did not ask, we did not ask from our ayin in that situation, because no Jew should be there. The person gets more complicated nowadays when you deal with the fact that there are Jews who don't necessarily keep Shabbos, so they might be beyond the tomb and see it. They might live there. You think there's no Jews there because these people do not necessarily look like they're Jewish, but they might be. What do you do with that? Okay. So that's where you have a situation where it's not known the cloud to have a Jewish name on it. Okay, so now the reason why there's a problem, the reason why there's a Maris Ayin is because Stam Merchatz perish to Kosovo Halon, the Sodom Mutal Haskira Mitam Zeshayit Lubarmises. By a field, people will assume that it's done with sharecropping. But by Merchatz, Leka High Time Aled Hatter, but by Merchatz, that's not true. Then Derek Lit Lubarmises, Blayitnu Gam Ken Shaskira Bifli Emet Lushkiach. So people will not assume what he truly did, was that he rented it out, or that he sharecropped it out, because a share profited it out, because that wasn't the standard way of doing it. Now, you would see from over here, but like by the case of the field, where the normal thing is to rent it out or to sharecrop it out. I'm not sure the question that maybe the guy's going to come along and say, probably he wrangled it wrong. You know, the Maris Ayin is not that people are going to assume I did it wrong when most people do it the right way. The Cheshash is that people assume they're doing it wrong when most people do it the wrong way. Right? That's where the problem is. But we're not asking Maris Ayin because we have some people who walk around very suspicious type of people and they assume the worst about everybody. That's not a problem with Maris Ayin. Okay, so they will assume, incorrectly so, but they will assume that the person was doing it b'shichus shal Yisrael, that he was hired as a regular worker. Mizeo iser gomer. And this is that. That is, if that had been so, that would be a problem. There's an iser of having a guy to work for you. One place, the Torah's lashon is not loisatz komalacha, the komalacha lo yosevahem. It doesn't say don't do, it says it shouldn't be done. The Ram is, you cannot do it even through non-Jews. And this is actually a Sifri, if I recall correctly. A Mechiltim, sorry, it's a Mechiltim. Okay. Now, we'll take a look at the Shartzin in a second. The Filo Keshoi Salatzo in Locha Sheyesu, but Shiloh, you have to turn. Adam? Okay. Let's figure that out. Okay. I feel like Hashem said, "Batzim Olacha Shal Yisrael B'Shviloi Gam Ken Tzarech Lim Chas B'Yodim." Now, furthermore, not only is there a problem with Mir La'akum, which means when I ask him to do it for me, but even if he goes on his own to do it for me, I have a chiyuv to stop him. And we'll see much more about that later on. That this halacha, that there's a chi of mechua. So not only that I cannot have him, so that means it's clearly I cannot have a guy doing work for me, because to the point if he chooses on his own to do it, I have to stop, which is actually is explicit in the Mishnah, is that I have to do so. Now how hinting works is a big question later on. So what does it help me hinting? So I hint the guy cops the hint, he does the work for me. But if he do it on his own, I have to stop him. So if I hit him, for sure it's a problem. So what's this whole hinting thing about? So that's a discussion later on. Well, how hinting works. Now take a look over here.
If he does it on his own, is a problem of Amir Lamech or a problem of Maris Ayin?
What?
If he does it on his own.
No, it's a problem of Amir Lamech. All right. Take a look at the Sharet Zion over here in Sivkat and Zion. I'm based on the sub-seven ratio of Mdalad, Mashakosav al Mechilta B'Shem Asmag, the Suvuke Misafke Le Ulai Hudrasha Gemura. So this drasha of the mechilta of kol malacha lo yosevahem, it should not be, the language of the pasuk is malacha should not be done. It doesn't say don't do. It says do not. It should not be done. So the mechilta says in that it's teaching us that it's even if you don't do it yourself, but you have a non-Jew do it, it's usher. Is that a shush drasha, or is that just an asmachta? So that's the Beis Yosef brings that the smag has it as a suffix. I mean, the smag is actually learning the mir l'akam might be an issa deraisa. Because the drasha is a full drasha, means the issur of having a non-Jew do work for you would be an issur deraisa. Vayin levush. He says, however, the majority of all of the, besides the smag, everybody else assumes it's the rabbanon. That's not exactly the correct version of the mechilta. So the version of the mechilta should be different, and therefore, memela before shpehedya, the ainbe yisad the rice. The pasuk is actually telling me that it's not the rice, according to their version. So it's not the rice, but there is the smag, which actually contemplates the possibility that Amir la'akam would be an Issa deraisa, and this is a bona fide drasha, a full-fledged drasha of Issa. The Shulchan Aruch Rav takes along and says that the logic, it's a derbonah, and the logic behind it is that Gemara Bava Metzia, which says that Shlich was la'akam l'chumra, and that's the smata that they're using the pasuk for. Now the Gemara over there in Bava Metzia is discussing ribbis, and there are some Rishonim which are mashal, it's only by ribbis that you say that's such a swara. So having a non-Jew go between two Jews might be a problem with ribbis anyway, because shlichus akum l'chum. Does it apply other areas of halacha? That seems to be a discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim, whether that there's a rush which assumes it does not apply by other averis. Only it's only by ribbis, a special swara by ribbis. Okay.
Non-Jew going between two Jews.
In the case of ribbis, having a non-Jew between two Jews might be problematic.
Right, but how would that apply?
The Gemara says there's a swara of yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra by a goy.
Right.
So the Gemara says by ribbis, but the Gemara says yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. So now if I ask my goy to work for me, yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra on Shabbos, it's a problem with goy doesn't work for me. Right? So is that only by ribbis, or that's even by Shabbos? Is that that's the logic behind, so Shulchan Aruch Rav said that's the logic behind this Amir la'akum. He takes that Gemara Bamatsiya by Ribbis and explains Amir Lakam on Shabbos based on that Gemara. Shulchan Aruch Harav. Okay.
Shulchan
Aruch Harav.
Harav.
You're familiar with that sefer?
I heard it.
Shulchan Aruch Harav was written by the Baal HaTanya. That's what it referred to as Shulchan Aruch Harav. Okay. Mr. Berger usually quotes, he calls him the Graz, Gerner B'Zalman. Okay, but in the case of a field, yeah, our basada is mutter, but I feel it's mutter. Laskira leni yehudi b'davar katz. So you can rent it out to a goy for a set amount. V'afnikus gam nami shmel from Americans, even though the people know that it's my field, it's a Jew's field. The chol mechuber mistal m'shem bala b'lov. The more there's an assumption, we'll see in Reish Mem Dalet that anything which is karka or mechuber l'karka, people know about who owns it. Renting it out is not so common. More common thing is sharecropping. Because even if they won't think you did what you did, which is renting, they'll think you sharecropped it. Did it go?
When you say sharecropping, you mean it's like a partnership, really, isn't it?
Well, it's a form of a partnership, right?
It's a form of partnership. He's doing the work, and he's supplying the capital for basically the bathhouse. Right, that's a pure partnership. Isn't it?
Well, the case of the field, the Jew owns the field. The goy is renting the rights to work the field and then get half of the profits, or
right.
part of the profits.
Right.
So when he's working for himself.
Right.
So I can do the same thing over here with the bathhouse. Bathhouse belongs to the Jew, and the goy is renting the rights to work the bathhouse and get half of the profits.
Oh.
It'd be the same arrangement. It'd be a share profit arrangement.
And that's problematic.
No, that is mutter. Mikra din. It's just a problem of Marasayan.
Why is that okay?
Because he's working for himself.
But he's sharing the profit with the Jew.
Right, that's what the more.
So that means if he's a real hustler and makes sure the water is really good and hot and he does a good job, he's going to have more customers, so the Jew's making more money. So
correct.
That's I'm going back to the...
Again, the issue is not that the Jew benefits over here. That's not the problem. The problem is not the Jew benefiting. The problem is we have to define what is the focus...
Of who told who what.
Right. When you ask the guy, what are you doing? He says, oh, I'm working to help make the Jew make more money. No way.
Yeah.
That's not what he's saying.
No, he's not saying that, but he's saying we're both making more money.
I understand, but he says, what is your goal in working?
Right.
Your goal in working is because you want to work for yourself and make the money.
Okay.
Kamakum what the lo yashadush tskhayim kin refer shaken derech fikh yid ba risis the risis shuri the medayt the nashayav kin kame bahag. So whether the arrangement is a true bona fide rental where he's paying a set amount and then he gets met, whatever the profits are, that's his business, or it's a share profit arrangement by the field, either one is going to be mutter. That's a, those are the two. That the most common one was a resus. So even if they won't think you do a rental, they'll think you did a resus. So what's the problem?
So what's not allowed then?
By the America, the standard was to have the Jew own it, and the guard would be a paid worker. To
oh, work he's a worker. Job. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Tanner, Vav. This is Zion. The Tanner Lahaska Tanur left is, but you would rent out the Tanner to allow people to rent to bake in it. Dinner kamerchet. The Tanner Nami ain't derech laskira litna la risis kamerchet. We yachshedu uskiriyam hu etzli. So we have this guy in charge of the Tanner, and the people come in and they pay their fee and they bake in it. So the goyim are coming on Shabbos and baking their bread, whatever it is, and there's a worker there. Well, what's that worker doing? The worker is working for the Jew. That's the standard. Even if you don't do it like that, and the goy can listen, I'll rent the rights to the oven for Shabbos, but that's not standard. So again, people will be chush at him. So there's a marasainish. But rechayim, but a mill. Mishum the darker lit the marisus. My son, the standard was that the owner of the mill would rent it out to a miller, who would take care of it, and the miller would share the profits. The haskira nami mutus. Therefore, even if he does it not as a risus, but as a renter, either one of those are fine. Kiliya. Now, va'ayin b'ran demash. So the imdei derech oitz anshe oitz amokam litin rechayim barisus. Didn't come a mechatz liyaser. This is not a set. This is what the Gemara tells us, because that was true in the time of the Gemara and the place of the Gemara. But that's clear in Halacha. This is going to depend on each place the way it is. So, in the place where you live, the standard was to do this as rentals. So then, there's no marasayin anymore. And if nowadays merchats would be done as rentals, so it wouldn't be a problem. Vice versa, if the standard would change, and we say that rechayim is like a merchats, but nowadays rechayim is not like a merchats, so it's not like a merchats. So it'd be osur. Rechayim is not like a soda; it's like a merchats, so now it'll be like a merchats, it'll be osur. That's going to change no matter, depending on the time and place. So the mishmar test alpha p. A soda rechaim. He's going in the case of the soda and the rechaim, which we said is mutter. The mechaber Ma'iri Beskiris. The mechaber's case was that the goy rented it. So then he rents it. It's pasha. The goy pays the Jew a rental fee, and then he goes and whatever profits he makes is his, etc. He's clearly working for himself. The Jew has no benefit out of it. Who Moisif comes to Ramon and says the afaris is mutter. Then not only is rental mutter, but arisis is also mutter. The mechaber gam can see really can, and the shulchan is not arguing that. The mitam zeh hitter beschiris canal el shul be'erik behead. The Rama is just clarifying to bring it down, make it clear. Okay. Now, v'rak l'shlis. So, what was the arrangement that the any Yehudi is a sharecropping in the most case, and the any Yehudi takes part of the crops of the field. Yud, b'davka b'zeshen noisin lein Yehudi chelik b'tzua. He's giving him an actual. The non-Jew, was actually taking some of the actual crops. Avimsacher any Yehudi labed by kol hashana. If the arrangement was that the goy works, m'shita Yehudi kol tzua me'asada, and then the Jew takes all of the produce. After we did a bezeh gam kain shori, the Hayni Yehudi died to the nafshi of it.
What is the guy getting out of this deal? The Jew's getting the crops. What's the guy getting? Getting some. Got to be getting something.
I'm not sure what he's getting over here.
Payment. No, not wages.
But the goy was renting it. The goy was renting the case. So the goy was renting that he would do all the work in the field.
Okay.
And then the Jew's taking the produce. And then I'm not sure what the thing next up the range. I don't know what the practical, economical arrangement is. Right? Just, okay.
Has to be some quick.
And then he would guess.
He got a very dumb Gentile there.
No, I'm not sure how he's setting it up. Probably then is Mazeh Gamken Shari. Really, it's Mutter because he's renting it. Then he would have that Nafshi of it. He's getting some type of compensation. I mean, it's his business when how he does works the field. So whatever he's doing early on Shabbos, that's his decision. So in a case where people are going to see that they're not going to see him taking something home, even though there might be other ways of doing it, which would be mutter, they were not common enough that people would assume that's what's happening, and they would assume it's being done in an improper way, and it's a problem. But that the American Sky Gavna, the Hainus Sakhar and Yehudi, Lavin by Kola Shana, Shitl Yehudi, Kola Revach Shela Shabosis, okay, now, so.
Last thing it said, wasn't
being
seen taking anything home?
I have to figure out what this case is. Okay, see one second. What's the reason? There's any Yehudi, Chelik, but Avlam is Socher, Ha'en Yehudi, Labed by Kolashon. Okay, so he means like this. He's raising a new issue over here. Okay, this is what he means. We're going to differentiate. Somewhere we've differentiated between a worker which is working for the owner. That's the case of the Schir Goy. And on the other end, we have the case where the Goy is renting it. Right, the Goy is renting it either through paying rents, a certain amount of money no matter what, or by getting a portion of the profits. There's a fourth possibility of how this can be arranged, which is called Kablonus. Kablonus is that the Goy basically is hired to take responsibility for all of the work over here, and the Jew pays him a set amount of money for his work. Right? The same way I hire a contractor. He's contracting, right? See, he is going. He's not getting. He doesn't say anything of the profits. I pay him a salary, but I'm paying him a salary not that he's working directly for me. He's undertaking the job, as opposed to when I have my worker who works for me. He's not responsible for the job. He works for me. I'm responsible for the job. It's my job. It's my work. My business. And he's working for me. A contractor is a person. I don't pay him a W-2. I pay him a 1099. Right. I don't pay him as a salaried employee. I pay him as he's taking responsibility for a job. So I can do that with my merchants, the same thing. I can have I can hire the Eni Yehudi, that I'll pay him a salary for what he's doing. But he's taking responsibility for all of the work of the merchants for the month, for the year, whatever it is. So now, at that point in time, again, even though I'm paying him, since he's undertaken the job, so the responsibility of the job is all now his. So he's really working for himself at this point in time. He wants to work on Shabbos, he wants to work on Sunday, he wants to work later, he wants to work earlier. That's his business. So that mikra then is mutter, but you have the Marasayan issue. People don't know that he's a kavlan, people think that he's a skir yoyim. So we're differentiating that between what's called a skir yoyim, is where the person is working directly for me, and the person who's contracted the responsibility for the job, the whole job. And that could be a job, or that could be a period of time. But he has responsibility for everything which is there, and I'm paying him for that job. So that mikra that is mutter, but it is also because of Marasai. Now he's going to qualify that a step further. That heter that I said called kablan, of a contractor, a kablan, right? It depends what it is. Something like America, there's a set amount of work which has to be done. And he's basically undertaken that. But something where there's a constant, by the field, there's a settlement which has to be done, etc. But something by America, it's where there's no such thing. Well, he'll pick when he wants to work. He has the arrangement is that he's undertaking to do this. I didn't give him an option of you know keeping the Americans closed on Sundays. You're contracting to take care of the America, all of the work of the Americans throughout the week, including Shabbos. So whatever has to be done on Shabbos, he must do. So that's already like even in the case of a Kablan, I cannot tell him to work on Shabbos. Right. So if I give my car to the mechanic, he takes the job. He doesn't work for me. He works. He's. I give him the car. He took responsibility for the job. And when he finished the job, he returns the car back to me. So that's an example of kablonis, which meeker than his mutter. If I tell him, I want you to do it Shabbos morning, it's awesome. Right? Well, but it's a kablon. Yeah, but I told him what to do. So if I give him a type of job, which by definition, I'm telling him to work on Shabbos morning, because I'm saying, listen, I want you to be there whenever somebody comes, open the door, including on Saturday morning. Well, but you're a kablon. That's not true. I'm basically telling him he has to work on Shabbos.
Or if you like, you leave your car Friday or Shabbos and pick it up Sunday morning, right? The same thing. If you don't leave him the time. To...
Yeah, we'll see more about that later on. Now,
are you explaining Sifkot and Yud here?
Yeah.
The only fly in the ointment is basically, if you say Kablan, I understand that, and you're saying that he gets, that the Jew gets all the fruit, and he gets a salary. I'm right. Understanding that, but that he's paying rental on...
No, he's not paying rental.
Isn't that what he says here? That doesn't mean rental?
He means he hired.
He hired
that Yehudi to work.
Okay. Yeah. I thought that meant like...
I also did.
He rented. I was saying
that was my mistake.
No Kablan would go for that deal.
And I have to tell you that I'm consistent because last time I learned this Mishnah Berurah a few years ago, I made the same mistake in Mishnah Berurah. So I'm consistent.
So I have something to look forward to the next time.
Dal seems to be where it starts Kablan. It's the beginning of Rishon Dal.
Right.
That's where they introduce Kablan. So it's funny that it sneaks in here also.
Well, he says, come on, Rishon Dal. Mishnah Berurah is just saying, don't think everything's hunky dory. There's another place that's going to be problematic, but we'll see when we get to the next one. The Americans care gavna the Hanush Sakhar and Yehudi Lamed by Kola Shon be to Yehudi Kola Rabak Shalashabos Medina Osir. But that which I just told you that Kablonis by the field is mutter. Just it's also because of Marisayan, that's by a field. But by America things get more complicated. It's not just America, it's not just the Marisayan issue. But it's going to be Medina Osir. Within Rechaim Bafin said the same thing with the case of the mill. That which I told you that a kabbal and its mutter. There's a set amount of work which has to be done, and you can finish it in your own time. The Jew has no direct benefit from the fact that the goy chose to do it on Shabbos or on Sunday. You don't do it today, you do it tomorrow. But then we can say that the goy is really that the choice to do work on Shabbos is clearly the goy is just doing it for himself. Of America, the malach and the kesuba, there's no set amount. Each day that it's used is its own profit. And if the goy says, you know what, I'm not working on Saturdays. Okay, so I'll do work on Sundays. What do you mean? The people came to the Americas on Saturdays, don't necessarily come back on Sunday. So now, when there's work being done on Shabbos, that's work which is directly affecting the Jew. The makabel schar, even though he's getting paid for it, since the non-Jew, the Jew is directly being affected by the work that the goy is doing on Shabbos. Over here, you do not allow the goy to take a day off. Even though you hired him for the year, there's no marasayan. But doesn't help me. It's still us. Unless he's getting some of the profits. So you know that there's an option, but then he's doing it for his profit. Or if you sell it to him, so you sold it to him, again, it's mutter with, along with the Marasayan issue being addressed by making it public.
So even by Arisus, if there's no Adati Dinafshe, it goes out the window. It's no good.
No, Arisus, by definition, is Adati Dinafshe.
Right, but if...
But by Kablonis, you lose your Adati Dinafshe.
Oh, if you have to open it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Sif Beis. As we'll see the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch and we'll leave the Mishabura for tomorrow. Okay, I feel America to Tanner. Even the case of America to Tanner, he's Skirim Shana Akar Shana. If this has been an ongoing arrangement, he's Parsim Adar Rayele Kach, Shane of Darker, Liskar, Berlim El Haskirim, that this individual, instead of hiring a worker to work for him, the Jews are not hiring a worker, but rather he rents out the Merchats. Or if that's the standard way of doing it in this place, to give out the merchat or the rechayim through a rishis or schiris, so then it's mutter because no marasayin. Philip b'mokam ha'aser, Ramah says, he made a merchat to a tanner. Now, what about the case where the Jew himself wasn't the owner? So the goy owns it, the Jew rents it from the goy, then the Jew sub rents it to a goy. Shori, they ain't shame it, you still nikro love, because it's in that case, really meeker than it's mut. The only problem is Marasayan. Well, why is it Marasayan? People think it belongs to the goy, to the true owner. Further, if I have a different situation where it's the Merchats is in a limited area and only people in who live there directly use it, and the only people who use it are people who know the reality, so there's no matter sure. So if a person did do it, can he get the benefit of the money? That's a machlokes. Okay, let's hold it here.